Oklahoma County takes another step toward construction of a new jail. New data centers are planned for Oklahoma, and a remembrance of a Southwest tribal icon. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, January 7th. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma County is dropping its lawsuit against Oklahoma City over the future site of the county jail. Robbie Korth has the latest on a Board of Commissioners vote yesterday.
The city and county have been battling over the future site of a new detention center for months. The county wants to put the new jail on a site near Dell City, where critics point out it is close to local schools and homes, but miles from the county courthouse and post-judicial services. The city had tried to use zoning to block the county from using the site, so county commissioners sued last year. In late December, Attorney General Gentner Drummond ruled that wasn't necessary. Though county commissioners aren't a superior sovereign, the county does have immunity from OKC's zoning powers as it relates to the jail site. Oklahoma County commissioners unanimously agreed to drop the suit following the ruling, and they plan to move forward with jail construction. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
An investor from the United Arab Emirates is pouring $20 billion into data centers in the U.S. Incoming President Donald Trump announced today that some of those centers will be in Oklahoma.
The investment will support massive new data centers across the Midwest, the Sun Belt area, and also to keep America on the cutting edge of technology and artificial intelligence.
The U.S. Department of Energy estimates data centers use 10 to 50 times more electricity than other commercial buildings of similar size. They're expected to contribute to an increase in energy demand across the country, including in Oklahoma, over the next decade. Governor Kevin Stitt thanked Trump on social media for bringing this investment to Oklahoma. A judge has ruled a State Board of Education decision involving a transgender student in Moore was unconstitutional. KGOU's Hannah France reports the board last year denied the student's request to change the gender marker on their school records.
Cleveland County Judge Michael Tupper ruled a transgender Moore Public Schools student's rights under the state constitution were violated when the Oklahoma Board of Education voted to deny their request to have the gender marker on their school records changed without holding a formal hearing. Since the student was not given due process, Tupper ruled the board's vote was null and void. This ruling is the result of a lawsuit filed by the student's family in December of 2023 in response to the board's decision in October of that year. The lawsuit also questioned the validity of an emergency rule approved by the board requiring school districts to notify the board before modifying a student's records. Tupper found the rule to be valid and enforceable. I'm Hannah France.
A prominent Kiowa elder died last week and is being remembered by those who loved him. Sarah Lisi reports on the legacy of a Southwest Oklahoma icon.
Many will remember Dr. Phil Joe Fish DuPoint as the principal singer for the Kiowa Black Leggings Warriors Society.
I still can sing, and as long as I can do that, well, I'll do that.
His singing lives on in a video produced by Red Buffalo Images, and his legacy of preserving the tribe's cultural knowledge from its capital and his home city of Carnegie.
The names on that teepee, they paid the supreme sacrifice, and I'm thankful for that, that I can do what I do and I live the way that I live that I'm doing now.
Chairman Lawrence Spotted Bird remembered DuPoint in a statement saying, "He touched the hearts of all his Kiowa people and countless Native people nationwide." DuPoint was 70 years old. I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.